我们一起来默祷。
Pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣基督圣名，晚上在这边举办布道会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our evangelical service this evening.
我们来唱诗四十三首。
Please sing hymn 43.
四十三首。
43.
我们跟天上的真神做悟性祷告。
We will pray to our Heavenly Father with a silent prayer.
请低头闭目。
Please bow your head and remain standing.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，救主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, our Savior, precious Lord Savior.
我们很高兴能够到这个布道会的晚上。
We're so joyful to be able to attend this evangelical service this evening.
我们感谢主耶稣，南加州的同龄懂得来遵照你的吩咐来传扬福音。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity that everyone can preach your word.
他们每个月的第一个礼拜在这边来高举你的圣名，来这边来诉说你的道理。
With every month, we're able to gather here to proclaim your name and your blessings.
来拯救更多的灵魂。
And your words so that we can save more souls.
主啊，这是合乎你心意的一个工作。
Lord, this is a work that is in accordance with your will.
主啊，你说如果不是你亲自吸引人，没有人可以到你面前来。
Lord, you said that unless you attract them, no one will come in your presence.
我们感谢主耶稣今天带领我们的朋友、弟兄姐妹一起在这边敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, for bringing the brothers and sisters and the friends that are with among us today.
请你悦纳我们的聚会跟我们的崇拜。
May you receive our service and our worship to you.
愿你借着我们的聚会能够将平安福气赏赐给我们在座的每一个人。
May you bless us through this worship so that all peace and joy may come upon everyone who is here.
愿今天晚上借着仆人可以阐明你的道理。
May the Lord give your servant power to speak.
愿你也感动每一个人，让我们有安静的心，把你的话语藏到我们心里面来。
Please give everyone a quiet and understanding heart so they can keep your word in their hearts.
更重要的，求主耶稣怜悯拯救更多的灵魂。
May the Lord have mercy on more souls.
因为我们没有你，实在是不晓得怎么过日子。
Lord, without you, we don't know how to pass our days.
没有你，我们今生缺乏平安，来世没有永生。
Without you, we do not have peace in these days and no eternal life in the life to come.
我们多么希望我们的朋友们跟我们一样，能够一起来看见你的宝贵。
Lord Jesus, it is our sincere wish that our friends can also see the preciousness of you.
能够知道做你的儿女是何等的何等的美好。
And how wonderful it is to be your children.
能够知道圣灵的力量是何等的宝贵。
And to see how precious is the power of the Holy Spirit that you've given to us.
你为我们预备将来的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
It is so wonderful the inheritance you have prepared for us, so glorious.
所以我们要把这个晚上恭恭敬敬地交托在你的手中。
So Lord, we give and hand over this service into your hands.
愿你从头到尾祝福带领我们的聚会。
May you bless us from the beginning to the end.
我们将诚诚实实地跟你祷告。
With sincere prayer.
愿一切尊贵颂赞荣耀归你的圣名。
May all glory and praise and honor be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在布道会之前先请我们的诗班在这边歌颂神。
Before our service, we'd like to invite a choir to praise the Lord.
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Walk with your God.
哈利路亚，感谢神赐给我们美好的歌颂和赞美歌声。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord for a wonderful praise.
愿主耶稣能够借着我们的聚会赐福给大家。
May the Lord bless everyone through this service.
我们都觉得美国是一个相当好的国家，很多人都很喜欢来这边移民。
We all appreciate America is a wonderful country. A lot of people would like to immigrate here.
我们来到这个国家，要办很多的手续，才有办法完成移民的工作。
To come here, we had to go through many paperwork and application process.
有一个天国是比美国更美好的地方。
But there is a kingdom that is better than America, far one more wonderful, and that is the heavenly kingdom.
圣上讲，耶稣让我们去那个地方，为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
The Bible tells us that Lord Jesus has opened a new way for us.
今天晚上就要来介绍这一条这个手续的一部分这个道路怎么走。
So tonight we'd like to concentrate on one part of that way to heaven.
我们来看提多书的三章五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus 3:5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus
3:5. 和合本三百零九页三章五节。
Titus 3:5.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯， 借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新，请读。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣要救我们到一个更美好的地方。
Lord Jesus would like to save us to go to an even better place.
这个美好的地方不是因为我们的好行为可以到那里去。
We do not enter that better place because of our good deeds.
是借着神的怜悯，借着神的爱。
But through His mercy and through His love.
那就是要用这个借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新来完成这个手续，来进入他的国度。
By way of the washing, regeneration, and renewing the Holy Spirit in order to be prepared to go to heaven.
今天晚上我们来思想重生的喜。
And that is considered tonight. What does it mean to have the washing of regeneration?
盼我们的朋友还没有接受重生喜的，能够因这样的道理，能够觉知，来接受重生的喜，作为主耶稣的门徒。
May our friends tonight recognize the importance of receiving the washing of regeneration as a means to enter the kingdom of God.
我们弟兄姐妹对这个道理能够更深入的了解，也能够把这个道理传扬给别人。
And may all our brothers and sisters understand this doctrine in more deep, with more depth, so we can be able to preach this gospel to others.
用这个题目“重生的喜”，我们来谈三点。
With this topic of washing regeneration, we'd like to discuss three aspects.
到底什么是重生
？Firstly, what is the washing of regeneration?
第二，到底为什么洗礼会带来重生
？Secondly, why would the water baptism bring us a washing of regeneration?
第三，我们来谈为什么单言。
And thirdly, why are we waiting for?
这个重生的喜啊，当圣经在讲重生的喜，这个重生到底它是什么意义呢
？When the Bible refers to washing regeneration, what is the Bible referring to?
如果不用耶稣的角度来想，有时候我们不晓得他在讲什么。
If we do not look at what Lord Jesus said, we would not understand His words.
我们看约翰福音的第三章。
Let's look at John chapter 3.
第三章的第三节。
John chapter 3, verse 3.
三章这里有一个犹太的官呢，名叫尼哥底母，晚上来见耶稣。
There was a person named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus in the middle of the night.
他知道耶稣是从神来的，因为他可以行很多神迹奇事。
This Nicodemus knew that Jesus was from God because Jesus was able to perform many miracles and signs.
耶稣知道这个人难得有机会来听福音而且很真诚。
Lord Jesus knew that Nicodemus was very sincere and he had a difficult chance to be able to hear him again.
所以就开门见山跟他讲最重要得救的道理。
So immediately Jesus got to the point of the essence of the gospel.
我们看第三节。
In verse 3.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
你要进到这个更美好的国度吗？
Do you want to go into a better kingdom?
实实在在的跟你讲，这个就是很重要的话。
Most assuredly, I'm telling you, this is the most important word.
你要重生才能进神的国。
Now one must be born again to be able to see the kingdom of God.
那尼哥底母就用人的观点在看重生了。
So Nicodemus, from a human standpoint, try to understand what is to be born again.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，怎么重生呢
？So Nicodemus asked, if a person is old, how can he enter a mother's womb to be born again?
岂能再从母腹生出来吗？
Can he go into his mother's womb and be born again?
所以诸位朋友，我们今天谈重生，不是我们从社会上的观点来看这个问题。
So friends, tonight we're not looking from the human perspective about being born again.
今天我们说重生，不是在谈那个克隆的复制。
We're not talking about the rising of phoenix from the ashes.
我们今天谈重生，不是谈那个火凤凰。浴火重生，生成灰再生出来。
We're not talking about cloning.
今天我们所谈的重生是耶稣所说的那个灵里面的那个耶稣所指出来一个方法。
So this is a spiritual methodology that Lord Jesus is teaching us.
第五节,
in verse 5,
耶稣说, 我实实在在告诉你, 人若不是从水跟圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以不是你所想象的, 好像, 怎么进到爸妈妈的肚子里面再重生呢?
So it is not to be reborn again through a mother's womb.
如果说这个重生是进到耶稣的身体里面, 进到耶稣的教会里面。
But this rebirth is to enter the body of Christ, which is His church.
就是能够借着教会，在教会里面, 我们借着水洗跟灵洗, 借着洗礼跟得圣灵, 我们就可以得到一个新的生命。
Through the water baptism, through the receiving of the Holy Spirit, we can have a new life to be born again.
所以这个重生是什么意思呢?
And so what does it mean to be born again?
这个重生就是不是从人生的。
This born again is not born from humans.
它是从神生的。
It is born of God.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
我们从人生的呢, 可能有三个特色。
Those who are born humans have three characteristics.
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1.
我们从11节, 来到, 12节到10, 读12节到13节,
from verse 12 to 13.
一章12节到13节,
John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
13节,
to those who believe in his name.
不是从血气生的, 不是从情欲生的, 也不从人意生的, 乃是从神生的。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God.
我们从人生的, 大概都是从人意啊, 从情欲啊, 从血气生的。
Those who are born of man are from carnal lust, from flesh, from the will of man.
那圣经上讲哦, 从血气生的就不能承受神的果。
The Bible says those who are born of the carnal lust cannot inherit the spiritual kingdom.
因为血肉肢体不能承受神的国啊。
Because those who are flesh and blood cannot inherit the spiritual kingdom.
血坏的不能承受那个不朽坏的啊。
The corruptible cannot inherit the incorruptible.
所以我们重生就是不只是人生, 我们要重生就是从神再生一次。
So when we have to be born again, it's born through God again.
那从这里就是能够信他的名啊, 他就赐给他们权柄做儿女, 有一天你来信耶稣了。
And through here, firstly, we believe in Lord Jesus, so He'll give us a chance to become His child.
你信他的名, 他就赐权柄给我们做他的儿女。
If you believe in His name, He'll give us this authority to become His child.
所以你从水生了, 你就是他的儿女。
And so after you receive the water baptism, you become the child of God.
做他的儿女有很多的权柄, 有很多的特权。
As the child of God, you enjoy many privileges and many powers.
这个约翰啊, 很重视, 谈这个从神生的道理。
And John is very interested in this book about talking about the new birth.
在约翰一书他讲,凡信耶稣的就是从神生的。
And John, first John, he says, those who are born of God,
信耶稣的就是从神生的。
Those who believe in God are born of God.
当然信耶稣之后,他就会听耶稣的话。
And so anyone who believes in Jesus will listen to the voice of Jesus.
听耶稣的话,他就会去受洗,就会去求圣灵。
And one who listens to the voice of Jesus will pray for the Holy Spirit and will receive the water baptism.
经过受洗这个动作,他就是再从神得到新的生命。
And after receiving water baptism, they'll receive the new life that is in Christ.
这个生命是永远的啦。
And this life is everlasting.
所以圣经上讲,他可以得着那个不朽坏,不玷污,不衰残,为我们长存那个天国永远的家业。
And so the Bible says that after we are baptized, we obtain this eternal life, an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us.
所以重生就是从神生。
And so to be born again is to be born of God.
得神的生命, 享受神的产业。
It is to receive this, the life of God Himself,
诸位,
to receive the inheritance of God.
我们要 人生在世很短啊,重要真是要接触到永恒。
Our lives are very short. We need to look for an everlasting way.
真的有一个,主耶稣我们预备一个很好的地方,没有得到神生命没有办法去的。
And God has prepared truly a beautiful place for us, waiting for us.
我有一个邻居啊,他的父亲啊,最近过世。
I have a neighbor whose father passed away recently.
他是我们的信徒啊。
He was a member of our church.
因为他觉得父亲的信心虽然 受过洗了，但是呢，一直啊没有说特别特别的好，虽然也没有犯自死的罪。
He felt that his father, before his passing, did not have very strong faith, even though he did not commit any mortal sins.
其实他已经受洗得到神生命了。
But he has been baptized and he received this life of Jesus.
那神为了安慰他，就在他父亲过世的时候，让一个姐妹看异象。
And to comfort his son, God granted a vision to one of the sisters praying for the father.
突然之间，这个人在异象当中呢，啊，看到一个很漂亮，好像花园的地方哈。
And this was after the father passed away. The sister saw a beautiful garden, like Garden of Eden.
突然看到他爸爸就在那个花啊，那个草原那个地方啊，花园那个地方出现了。
And then, suddenly she saw that her father appeared. His father appeared in the garden.
其实在那个花园里面呢，已经一群人坐着在听一个穿白衣服的人呢、啊，在那边呢、啊、听他讲话。
In that garden, there was a group of people seated there listening to the teachings of someone who's dressed in white.
他说这个同龄的爸爸呢，他好像一个大学的新生，很好奇啊，左看右看，哇，这个地方真是美好，真是很奇特的一个地方啊。
And she saw that his father was looking to the right and looking to the left.Viewing how beautiful and spectacular this garden was. 一副
很喜乐的样子、啊、
And he was filled with joy.
那就是这样的一个异梦啊，安慰他，知道他爸爸受洗了，重生了，有神的生命，所以将来可以还是可以安然见主的。
And so this was God's way of comforting his son so that he could understand his father has received the Holy Spirit, received the water baptism, and was able to inherit the heavenly kingdom.
什么叫做重生？
And what does it mean to be born again?
重生用圣经上又用用个名词来讲解释它，就是第一次的复活了。
And another way the Bible calls to be born again is the first resurrection.
当耶稣复活的时候，圣经上怎么来说他的呢？
When Lord Jesus resurrected from death, how did the Bible describe his resurrection?
我们看使徒行传26章的18节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
使徒行传26章18节。
Acts 26, verse 18.
26章。
Acts 26.
使徒行传13章13节，对不起。
Acts chapter 13.
十三章
，Acts chapter 13,
三十三节，对不起
，verse 33。
十三章三十三节
，Acts 13:33。
啊，这个在谈到诗篇的一个经文呢、啊，哈。
Here refers to a passage from Psalms.
诗篇的第二篇记载有一句预言说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”指着主耶稣了。
Psalm chapter 2 prophesied of Jesus Christ that.You are my son, today I have begun you.
我们来读33节。
Let's read verse 33.
神已经向我们这做儿女的应许，叫耶稣复活了。正如诗篇第二篇上记载着说，你是我儿子，我今日生你。请读。
God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I have begun you.
所以今日生你，那个今日生你是什么时候呢？
So when it says here, today I have begun you, what time
from it? 就是耶稣复活的那一刻。
It's pointing to that particular time when Lord Jesus resurrected.
所以复活跟生把它连在一起。
And so when Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, it is linked to being born again.
今天我们说我们得了重生的喜，就是我们得了第一次的复活。
And so when we receive the water baptism, of water regeneration, we're receiving the first resurrection.
我们受洗的时候呢，我们就有生命埋葬了，我们得到神的生命。
And so when we are baptized, we have received the new life in Christ.
圣经上讲这是第一次复活。
And this is the first resurrection.
我们来看启示录的二十章第六节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
所以重生就是指着我们的第一次复活。
So to be born again,
受洗的重生啊，重生的喜啊，就是指着我们第一次复活。
So to be born again is our first resurrection.
二十章的第六节，启示录二十章的第六节。
Revelation 20 verse 6.
这边提到说，我们有一段时间呢，要跟神一起来做王啊。
Here it says that we shall reign with Lord Jesus.
这个就是千年王国的实现。
And during a thousand years.
那千年王国什么时候开始呢？
When does this thousand years begin?
就是当在末后这个时代第一次受洗，有人在第一次在使徒后期齁、哦、不是属于那个时代，就是我们现在这个时代第一次受洗所建立的那个时代呢，就是千年王国的实现。
So this thousand years refers to the first time when, The true church baptizes its first member in the end time.
第20章的第6节。
And chapter 20, verse 6.
再头一次复活的，再头一次复活有份的，有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司。
Blessed and holy is he who has a part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. When we receive the true water baptism, we are buried and we resurrect with Lord Jesus. When we come up out of the water is our first resurrection.
那将来我们的身体呢，在主耶稣二次再来的时候，要第二次复活。
And then our bodies, when Lord Jesus comes again, will cause our bodies to resurrect.
所以第一次复活有份的有福了，就是我们如果能够在世可以洗礼，我们第一次复活的，我们就圣洁了，这是有福气的。
That will be the second resurrection. So for our first resurrection, we will have blessings if we can take part in the water baptism.
因为洗礼就洗去我们的罪啊。
Because in the water baptism, our sins are washed away.
所以第二次的死在他们身上就没有权柄了。
And so the second death has no longer any power over us.
我们肉体会死第一次的。
Our body shall die the first time.
主耶稣再来第二次要复活。
But when Lord Jesus comes, he will cause our bodies to raise up again.
但是有的人呢，他们还要接受第二次的死，就是被丢到硫磺火湖里面去。
But for those who are not saved, their bodies will suffer the second death, which is to be cast into a lake of fire.
所以我们重生的人，就是在第一次复活有份的人呢，他就不会被扔到硫磺火湖里面去，他就没有第二次的死。
So those who partake in the first resurrection shall not be thrown into the second death.
哇，这是何等重要一件事情啊！
And this is such an important matter.
这是何等福气的一件事情呢？
Such a great blessing.
这是我们所谈的重生啊，这是很重要的重生啊。
This is called to be born again.
所以，如果我们以上讲的好像很玄哦，我们从过程来了解重生是怎么一回事呢？
So let's discuss a little further. What does it mean to be born again?
我们看《使徒行传》26章的18节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26.
当我们经历了这个过程啊，我们就有一个新的生命，就是重生了。
So when we go through the water baptism, we will gain a new life.
其实这个就是我们传福音的一个目标了，终极目的就是让人最后能够得到神的生命。
This is the goal of us preaching the gospel so that we can save souls.
就是让人可以不用免下地狱的永火。
So that people will not have to suffer again the second death eternally in hell.
我们看26章的18节，这是神差遣彼得他所做的，就是让人得到一个新生命的工作。
And so this is what God has sent Paul to do to bring a new life to others around him.
26章18节。
Acts 26 verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开。 从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。请读。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may have received forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以重生的人，他是其实是一个从有罪的人变成一个没有罪的人。
So what does it mean to be born again? It is to turn from someone who is sinful to someone who is sinless.
因为你信神，你听神的话，洗礼了，你的罪就得赦了。
Because you believe in Jesus, you obey his word, you receive the water baptism, so now you are able to be born again.
诸位，您觉得您有罪吗？
Do you feel that you have sin?
是这样讲哦，如果一个人说他没有罪，他是自欺的。
The Bible says, if anyone claims he does not have sin, you're deceiving yourself.
他是以神为说谎的。
You're lying to God.
他是没有真理在他里面的。
That person does not have truth in him.
像保罗这样的一个好的圣徒啊。
A person who is like Paul, who is a good Christian.
他有时候也会觉得说，哎呀，谁能够帮助我这个取死的身体呢？
Sometimes he laments that, who can help me? I'm so pitiful in this body.
真的有良知的人都会觉得说，有时候我对的事情做不出来，我不对的事情我偏偏去做。
A person who has conscience will often suffer from guilt of not doing the right things and doing the things they should not be doing.
那这个做不对的、不义的，就是罪啊。
And to do those things that are wrong, that is unrighteousness.
那我们书一章三节这样讲。
And Nahum chapter 3 says,
1章3节, 他说, 神是公义的, 神是公义的, 哦?
Nahum chapter 1 verse 3 says, God is just.
他不轻易发怒,
he will not be easily angered.
他大有能力,
he has great power.
他万不以有罪为无罪了, 他很公义, 他不会以一个有罪的人说他是一个无罪的人啊。
He is very just. He will not acquit the wicked and say they are righteous.
所以是这样讲哦, 我们每一个人哦, 神要按照个人的行为报应个人啊。
So the Bible says every one of us will be repaid for all our deeds.
罪的工价, 罪的到最后一个结局就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
那神要帮我们解决这个问题呢? 怎么样啊, 来让我们没有罪呢?
So God wants to solve this problem of death for us.
就是按照他的律法, 有一种方法, 就是有一个没有罪的人代替罪的人来死。
According to his law, if there is a person who is perfect without sin, he can die on our behalf so we can have our sins be washed away.
哥林多后书5章21节这样讲,
In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says,
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
That we might become the righteousness of God.
所以神的儿子来到人间, 他没有罪, 为我们代死, 担当我们的罪。
So when God became flesh as Jesus Christ, he came to die for our sins.
那我们接受他, 就是披戴他, 他的义在他里面, 因为他替我们死, 我们就得到他的义啊。
And when we accept his water baptism, we're putting on Christ, so his righteousness becomes our righteousness.
有一个人叫司许约翰, 他看到耶稣的时候大声这样喊,
And there was a person who was a witness of Jesus Christ called John the Baptist. He saw Jesus and he cried out, saying,
看啊, 神的羔羊, 除掉世人的罪孽。
See, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
啊, 耶稣基督就是来到人间, 替人受死的那个献上祭坛的那个羔羊。
So Lord Jesus is that Lamb that came to the world to be slaughtered for our sins.
所以诸位, 说重生就是, 今天你信了耶稣之后, 耶稣呢, 把你, 这一辈子从小时候到现在所有的罪哦，因着他的死哦，把你一笔勾销了。
So what does it mean to be reborn? It is to take all of our sins that we have committed ever since we were little to now, and to be washed away in His blood, so that we can be called righteous.
这真的是很大的恩典呢。
This is a great and precious promise.
你想想看神呢？
Now this, think about it. It is God Himself.
为了我们来到人间成为人，已经够辛苦了。
Who came and debased himself into a form of man.
还要被钉啊, 还要到阴间我们常死位。
To lower himself so that he was crucified on our behalf and even to suffer the taste of death in hell.
所以从有罪到没有罪, 借着洗礼, 这个就是重生。
And so from sin to sinless, that is what we're receiving when we receive the water baptism.
这边又说从黑暗归向光明了。
Here it says to turn from the darkness into light.
我没有洗礼之前, 我们没有耶稣的生命, 我们是活在世界当中的。
And before we receive water baptism, we live in this dark world. We have no light.
圣经讲, 世界是暂时为魔鬼所掌握的。
The Bible says the world is under the power of the darkness.
是魔鬼掌权, 黑暗掌权的一个地方。
It is a place that is controlled by Satan.
耶稣说, 我是世上的光。
But Lord Jesus comes and he says, I am the light of the world.
当人跟着光走, 他就没有黑暗, 就不会跌倒。
Those who walk in the light shall not fall in darkness.
所以当我们说重生就是以前我们过的是黑暗的生活, 那个在罪中打滚的生活, 有罪的生活, 现在我们进到神的光明国度里面来了。
So what does it mean to be born again? It is to leave from the ways that we used to have, the darkness and the ways of sin, into the light, the kingdom of light.
就如同路加福音一章啊这样讲。
And just as 1 John says, chapter 1,
说神的爱啊怜悯我们呢，好像日头啊的清晨的亮光呢，从高天呐照到我们身上。
The love of Jesus is like the lights shining from the early dawn, shining into our hearts.
啊，这个光要照在那个坐在死荫幽谷里面的人呐。
And the light shall shine on those who are sitting in darkness and valley of shadow of death.
引我们的脚步走在平安的路上。
And he will lead us in the path of righteousness to walk in his path of light.
小弟这次到北京遇到一个教会的信徒，他是重生的人。
This time when I visited Beijing, China, I met a person who was born again.
他最近很热心的爱神，跟我们 一起团契,
and she is very fervent. She loves the Lord very much, and she fellowship with us.
她就谈到她以前没有信耶稣之前过的一种黑暗、荒唐、几乎婚姻破裂的生活。
She shared with us that before she came to Christ, she had a broken marriage, a very dark past.
她很喜欢喝酒啊。
She like
喝酒啊。
男的女的。
男的。
Oh, I'm sorry, it's a male. So he loved to drink.
喝到晚上都不回家。
And when he got drunk, he would never go home.
我们说花天酒地了。
And his world was just a paradise of drinking.
真的呢，这个。 有时候人黑暗太多了，那个给魔鬼留地步了。When
we're steep in sin, we have left too many footholds for a devil to take.
有一次，他看到一个女人在跳舞。And
one time, when he was drunk and he was looking at this woman dancing.
然后那个女人一甩头了，那一个力量啊，一个黑暗的力量就到他心里面来。
And when he saw that person dancing and she swept her hair, there was a dark power that came into his heart.
从那个时候开始，他晚上都没有办法睡。
And from that moment forward, he could no longer sleep in peace.
然后有时候会尖叫。
And when he at night he'll scream.
他说那个尖叫不是他的声音，是魔鬼的声音呐。
And when he screams at night in terror, it is not from himself, it is from the devil within him.
他那个声音像什么声音呢？像以前他在那个南方他们吃狗肉啊。 吃狗肉，那个狗要被两个钳子夹死之前，那个尖叫的声音呢，就是他所发出的那种恶魔的声音，就像那样的声音呢。
And the screams that he hear coming out of his own throat was like the screams of those dogs that are being killed for food.
真的呢，他到最后花天酒地，婚姻都没有了。后来真的走投无路的时候呢，人家介绍他来到真耶稣教会。
He lost everything in his life. His marriage was broken. His family was broken. Until the very end, he had nowhere to walk. But someone introduced him to True Jesus Church.
真的好像光再一次照到他身上。
And then the light came into his heart and into his life again.
真的在圣灵的带导，在神的帮助下面，后来鬼被赶出去了。
And under the guidance of God and also under the prayers of many people, his demon was cast out of him.
他看到圣经的价值，看到神话语的奇妙，看到人生的方向。
He saw the preciousness of the Word of God. He saw the meaning of life. He saw what is precious in the Church of God.
他现在把他的家打开，这个来做聚会了。Now
he has a new direction in life, and he has opened up his home to be a place of worship.
所以重生就是真的从黑暗走向光明了。So
to be born again is to go from darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下走向神的国度里面来。To
go from the dominion of darkness to the dominion of God.
所以耶稣说，你要进神的国，你一定要重生。所以 重生就一定可以，最后就是可以进神的国。So
Lord Jesus said, if you want to go into the kingdom of God, you must be born again.
我们今天如果没有进神的国，真的有时候魔鬼会欺负我们呢。Sometimes
when we have not entered into the kingdom of God, then Satan will use his chance to bother us.
进到神的国，有神的保护啊。But
once you enter the kingdom of God, you are protected under the grace of God.
我记得我有一次在尔湾教会参加礼拜，现在礼拜二吗？不晓得是不是礼拜二，应该不晓得是不是现在礼拜二。 以前的礼拜二的那个福音茶会的时候，礼拜四。So I used to attend
the Thursday Irvine Bible studies.
哎，我很难忘记一个老姐妹跟我讲一个故事。And
I can never forget what one of the old elderly sisters shared with me.
她说，在回台湾的时候，有那个金光党的人呐，要欺骗她。And
she said that when she went back to Taiwan, there are people who tried to cheat her of money.
她是信耶稣了。And
she believes in Jesus.
她说这些人骗很多钱，他们只要在人家头上这样弄一下，然后好像有什么东西附到身上了，然后他就都听那个金光党的话。And
these people have some sort of supernatural way that they can touch you and make you to be hypnotized to do what they want you to do.
她说呢，当她做这个动作的时候啊，
And when that person tried to signal her to try to control him, her,
没有反应啊。
She had no reaction to his power.
然后最后他那个人问他说，哎，啊，你是信耶稣的吗？
And when that person tried all his best to deceive her, she was not deceived. So he asked her, are you a Christian?
她说是哦。
And she said yes.
哦，原来如此哦，用。 我记得他讲日文说，So
he said, oh, no wonder.
所以真的呢，今天我们信的耶稣重生了，魔鬼在我们身上就没有权柄了。
And so after we have been baptized in the blood of Christ, then the power of Satan has no longer any hold or harm over us.
我们现在谈为什么洗礼能够是重生的洗, 为什么洗礼真的让一个人,
Let's further study now. What is the secret of water baptism? Why is it able to bring a person from the kingdom of darkness to kingdom light?
其实洗礼主要的目的啊, 是为了要赦罪。
The purpose of baptism is to, for the remission of sins.
我们来看使徒行传2章38节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传2章38节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
2章38节。
Acts 2:38.
彼得说,你们个人要悔改奉耶稣的名受洗, 叫你们的罪得赦。
And Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以奉耶稣的名受洗的目的就是要让我们的罪得赦。
So to be baptized in the name of Jesus is for the remission of sins.
不只是说要宣告你做一个基督徒啦。
Not only that you proclaim to everyone you're a Christian now,
实质的这个罪可以得赦。
But in reality, your sins are actually washed away. And this is very strange.
河海江溪里面浸一下,
How is it that the water of a living water of the river or the ocean can wash away the stains of a soul? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
其实啊, 整本圣经都告诉我们一个道理, 就是只有血才能够赦罪。
The whole Bible attests to the fact that only the blood can pay for sins.
希伯来书9章的22节,
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
According to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
所以我们为什么又要杀羊呢？
And so why is it in the Old Testament they had to kill a lamb?
就是你把手按在羊头的时候, 那个动作就是你们交换生命, 然后他流血被杀了。
In the Old Testament, the priest will lay his hand on a lamb so that when the lamb is sacrificed, you're exchanging your life for the lamb.
他就代替你来死了, 他就流血了, 你的罪就得赦了。
The lamb will substitute for you so that he can take away your sin. It was symbolic of that time.
耶稣基督在十字架上有一个 兵丁啊,
When Lord Jesus was crucified on a cross, the soldiers used a spear and pierced his side.
他的血跟水就流出来了。
According to the Bible, then water and blood came out of that hole.
那个就是洗罪的泉源啊。
And that is the fountain of cleansing blood.
特别记载有水又有血。
The Bible specifically records there is both water and blood.
我们来看14节。
Let's look at verse 14.
9章14节。
Hebrews 9:14.
希伯来书9章14节。
Hebrews 9:14.
何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神。
How much more shall the blood? How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
所以这个永远的灵啊，把耶稣献上。
And so this eternal spirit offered Jesus.
那他的血可以洁净我们的良心呢。
So that the blood of Christ can cleanse our sins.
能够让我们没有罪啊。
Cleanse our conscience so we have no longer any
所以也是借着耶稣的血, 我们的良心才能够没有罪的。
So only through the blood of Christ can our conscience be cleared.
那问题是, 这个水怎么会有血呢?
But the mystery is how can a physical water wash away spiritual stains?
我们来看耶稣第五章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
这个就是奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the Bible.
这是 我们在洗礼当中呢，可以看到主得拿到主耶稣的宝血了。
And this is how we are able to see the blood of Christ in our water baptism today.
我们来看五章的第四节。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 4.
我们从第五节开始读哈。
Let's look at verse 5.
胜过世界的是谁呢? 不是信耶稣是神儿子的吗?
Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
那耶稣怎么来的呢?
How did Jesus came?
我们能够胜世界是信耶稣嘛哈。
So,
第五节说的了哈。
Verse 5, it says, he who overcomes the world.
是因为我们信耶稣嘛,
because he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
那耶稣是借着血跟水而来的,
and Lord Jesus, he came by water and blood.
所以第六节说, 借着水跟血而来, 就是耶稣基督不但用水,乃用水又用血。
Not only by water, but by water and blood.
第七节,
Verse 7,
又有圣灵做见证, 因为圣灵就是真理。
And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because Spirit is truth.
第八节,
Verse 8,
做见证的原来有三, 就是圣灵, 水与血。
And there are three that bear witness on earth, the spirit of water and blood, and these three agree as one.
所以约翰跟我们讲啊，真的，我们洗礼的时候呢，有圣灵做见证。
So John tells us that the mystery is that there is a Holy Spirit at work here during water baptism.
耶稣就是被这个永远的灵献上，这个永远的灵就是见证，在水里面在那边运行，在那边见证呢，那个时候就有耶稣的宝血出现了。
So this eternal spirit has offered up Jesus Christ. And when this eternal Holy Spirit is present at a water baptism, that blood of Jesus comes again into the water. So we are not only immersed in physical water, but we are also immersed in the blood of Christ.
诸位朋友,
And maybe you have heard many testimonies.
那在圣耶稣教会真的很奇妙，到处都有水，受洗的时候水变血的见证。
This is a phenomenon of True Jesus Church. Everywhere we have preached around the world, people have witnessed visions of blood in the baptism.
感谢主,
and thank God, I recently went to Russia.
这个俄罗斯的信徒跟小弟这样分享啊,
and the Russian member shared with me a testimony.
他们第一次洗礼的时候,
the first time that they were baptized,
几乎所有的人都看到水中有主耶稣的宝血。
Almost everyone who was present witnessed the blood of Christ in a baptismal site.
虽然苏联呢有时候景气不好, 很多人回去了, 但是这个教会啊, 留下的人继续经营神的教会。
And so during the bad economies, many people will leave, but the people of church remain there to preach the gospel.
为什么他们这么坚持呢?
Why were they so convicted in your faith?
因为他们知道这个教会是主耶稣所设立的, 他们洗礼的时候有主耶稣的宝血。
Because they know this is a church that is established by Christ himself, because when they were baptized, they saw the blood of Christ in the water.
所以洗礼就是目的是为了要赦罪啊。
So the purpose of water baptism is to cleanse our sins.
但这个洗礼的过程就是重生的过程。
And to receive water baptism is a way of regeneration.
它是以主耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
It is to die with Christ, to be buried with him, and to be raised together with Christ.
所以我们才叫做这个叫重生的洗啊。
And that is why we call it the water of regeneration.
我们看罗马书的6章3到8节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 8.
罗马书6章3到8节在谈到这个洗礼啊，洗礼的道理啊。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 8 talks about the mystery of water baptism.
6章3到8节。
Chapter 6, 3 to 8.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗?
Do you not know that many of us as were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们洗礼是与他同死啊。
And so when we're baptizing, we are baptized into the death of Christ.
第四节又说是也一起埋葬哦。
And therefore we are buried with him.
四节。 所以我们借着洗礼归入时和他一同埋葬。
Through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of Father, even so we must.
那埋葬之后又复活起来，原来是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So this is how we are raised together from the dead to the glory of Father, so we can walk in the newness of life.
所以洗礼就是一个生的过程嘛。
So, baptism is a process from death into life.
什么叫做与主耶稣同死呢?
What does it mean to die together with Christ?
第六节解释, 同死是什么意思呢? 就是罪身灭绝了。
Verse 6 explains what does it mean to die with Christ. It is to have the body of sin done away with.
主耶稣在十字架上死了。
And Lord Jesus died on a cross.
我们跟他同时，我们的罪身，我们的罪他担负了，我们罪身就灭绝了。
When we die with him in water baptism, then our sins are buried forever.
所以第六节，
Verse 6,
因知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that a body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
所以我们就不再犯罪了啦。
And so we no longer sin.
所以我们洗礼下去之前呢、啊，我们是好像一个罪人来到主耶稣面前，因为、所以我们、罪人呢、啊，在神面前呢、啊、是没有办法抬头的。
And so when we come to him in a water baptism, we are a sinner. We are filled with sin, so we cannot raise our heads because we are a sinner.
啊，这个罪人的形状呢？啊，在我们来读一下啊，啊，很重要。
So this is very important. What is the form of a sinner?
第五节
，verse 5.
我们在如果在他死的形状与他联合，也要在他复活的形状与他联合。
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们一个罪人来到神面前，那个同埋同死那个时候是罪身灭绝，所以我们来到神面前是罪人来的，来受洗之前是罪人来的。
So when we come to the water baptism, we are a sinner. We are coming to die with Christ.
诗篇讲了，那个罪人呢、啊，那个罪太重了，高过于我们的头了。我们抬不起头来的了。
So the Bible says that our sin has covered our heads. We're filled with sin.
那个约翰观察得很清楚，我没有时间再翻圣经了哦。约翰福音十九章说，耶稣在十字架上面呢，他就是、低下头死的时候，在断气之前呢，他先低下头啊。
And so John chapter 19 verse 30 says that when Jesus bowed his head, he bowed his head and then died.
啊，所以今天我们洗礼是面向下。
And so today when we baptize, we bow our heads.
啊，就是告诉我们，我们呢是个罪人，然后呢，现在我们罪要啊，借着主耶稣啊，把它灭绝了。
In humility, we confess our sins and we are bearing our sinful past with Christ.
这个真的我们要悔改哈、哦，来洗礼之前要悔改，
so、
因为我们要灭绝我们的罪。
So before water baptism, we have to repent of all our sins.
小弟以前谈过一个见证啊。
Once I share with you this story.
真的，神要人入水之前悔改哈、哦，就是我们要悔改先呐、
啊。That God really wants us to repent before we go into the water baptism.
有一个姐妹啊，在入水之前看到一个异象。
And there was a sister before she was baptized. She saw this vision.
看到他们床上的枕头啊，她家床上的枕头。
She saw that her pillows in her house at home.
啊，看到就哭了。
She cried.、
嗯、为什么呢
？Why did she cry？
全世界只有她知道啊。他那个枕头里面缝着是他情人的书了。
Because inside the pillow was her lover's letters.
缝在里面。
And she had sewed her lover's letters in the pillow.
他已经嫁人了。
No one knew about it, and she has already been married to someone else.
你要罪身要灭绝，要跟主耶稣同死了。
But before she can receive this water baptism to die with Christ,
你这个要除掉的，要灭绝的。
She has to do away with the sin that she has harbored for so long.
什么叫做同埋葬呢
？So what does it mean to be buried together with him?
第七节解释啊。
In verse 7,
因为已死的人是脱离罪了，那个罪完全埋葬了，是脱离了，完全脱离了。
Verse 7 says, For he who has died has been freed from sin, so that sin should no longer entangle us anymore.
啊，这个在我们的一个洗礼的知识来讲，就是全身入浸，就好像埋葬一样。所以我们洗礼是全身入浸的。
So, when we are baptized, our whole body is fully immersed into water. That means we are completely buried with Christ.
其实洗礼这个字就是浸的意思啊，不是点水的意思啊，不是其他的方式的意思啊。
The word of baptism, baptizo, means a full immersion.
这个是一个属灵的奥秘、哦、
And this is a spiritual mystery.
啊，真的没有全身入浸啊，这个没有办法，这个罪啊，他说已死的人是脱离了罪，这个罪没有办法洗干净。
Without the full immersion effect, then the sins cannot be completely washed away.
啊，小弟以前听一个见证啊、哦。
One time I heard this testimony.
啊，有一个护鬼的人啊，他接受洗礼啊。
There was a person who was possessed. He was receiving water baptism in our
church. 第一次没有全身入浸啊。
The first time when he was baptized, he was not fully immersed.
那嘴啊，鬼借着他的口说呢，还有地方可以藏。
And so the demon spoke out of his lips and said, "We still have room to hide."
那这是我听的见证。
And this is what I heard from others.
那我自己也经历一个没有全身入浸了、啊，洗礼真的是不完全了。
And I also experienced on my own a testimony where if there's no full immersion, there is no effect.
小弟刚出来啊、洗礼的时候呢，比较没有经验，所以有一个 baby 啊、第一次没有全身入浸了、啊。
And so the first time when I was a new preacher, I was not very familiar or experienced with baptism. So there was a baby that I baptized that was not fully immersed.
那是我自己发现的。
And I myself discovered I did not fully.
所以我又再给他洗一次。
fully immerse him. So after I discovered that, I baptized him a second time.
有一天呢, 他爸爸打电话给我,
and one day, his father called me.
这个baby的爸爸,
the father of baby.
为什么我这个baby洗了之后呢, 每天晚上11点到2点, 还是就是一段晚上一段时间, 哭得哦, 好像不是一般baby在哭的样子呢。
How come my baby always cries every night at 2 a.m.? It doesn't sound like what a regular baby should do.
她的妈妈是一个小儿科医生,
and even though the mother is a pediatrician, they couldn't find a reason why the baby wailed so much every night at 2 a.m.
后来他们就在看那个洗礼的录影带。
And then they view the videotape of the water baptism.
传道，你洗第二次的时候好像没有全身入水呢。
And then they said, preacher, when you baptized the baby a second time, it looked like he was still not fully immersed.
后来小弟再给他洗第三次。
And so I had to baptize the child a third time.
那次我的动作很慢。
And that time, I did it very slowly to absolutely make sure that he was fully immersed.
真的很奇妙呢。
It is really mysterious.
真的完全入境之后, 他就平安了呢。
And after he was fully immersed, from then on, the baby slept very well.
有时候我们一些典礼性, 奥秘性的东西, 我们自己做了不完全, 神借着各样的方法来提醒我们。
Sometimes when we're not very complete with our sacraments, God will remind us.
同埋葬就是 完全啊，跟就是这里说的哈，啊第七节啊，脱离了罪啊，就一点地步都没有了，一点打扰都没有了，就完完全全的洗干净了。
To be fully immersed is to be completely free from sin. Verse 7.
第八节.
Verse 8.
我们若是与基督同死，就必信与他同活。
Verse 8, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
所以当我们从水上来的这一刹那呢？
And so the moment we arise out of the water,
我们就是新的了,
we are a new creature,
是新人啊,
a new man.
这个我们信啊, 我们要有他的生命在我们里面, 我们以后跟他一起活着。
Once we believe in Jesus, we have the new life of Christ within us.
真的呢, 我们受过洗之后呢, 这个耶稣好像一个葡萄树的枝子啊, 再次连到这个葡萄树一样啊。
Once we are born again, it is like a branch that has reunited with a true vine.
那个主耶稣的生命就一直流进来哦。
Once we attach a true vine, the life of Jesus will continue to flow within us.
那个小朋友, 比如说他受洗了, 他真的常常听圣经, 常连接在耶稣基督里面。
If there is a child who is baptized, who always listens to the word of God, he is attached to the body of Christ.
我们常说学前的孩子不会变坏。
We will know that this child will not become bad.
我们常常说学琴的孩子不会变坏。
Sometimes we have a saying that those who learn music, these type of children should not become bad.
其实真的有耶稣生命在我们里面的孩子, 真的有时候我们发觉到, 真的比较好教。
And those who have the life of Christ in them are easier to be taught.
有人做一个调查。
And some people make the survey.
同样的孩子, 为什么有的孩子比较有能力对那个药, 对 drug, sex, and rock and roll 说不呢?
That there's a research study. They said, how come some children are able to say no to sex, rock, and drugs?
这些人常常是有信仰, 有信耶稣的人呢。
And these people are often those who are believers of Christ.
因为耶稣的生命在他们里面。
Because the life of Jesus is within them.
他们跟耶稣同活着。
When they live with Christ.
所以洗礼的过程就是重生的洗, 因为洗礼就是同死同埋葬同活, 所以我们叫它是重生的洗。
And so the baptism is to be born again because it is to die, to be buried with Christ and to resurrect with Christ.
所以这是何等重要的道理啊, 何等重要的过程啊。
A very important process we need to go through.
所以我们请你不要单言,
So we request urge you not to wait any longer.
我们看使徒行传22章16节。
Let's look at Acts 22.
使徒行传22章16节。
Acts 22:16.
现在你为什么单言呢? 起来, 求告他的名受洗, 洗净你的罪。
And now what are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling him.
如果你知道这是很重要, 而且是正确, 从圣经来的。
If you know this is a true and correct baptism in accordance with the Bible.
如果你还有旧有的生命, 你还住在黑暗当中。
If you're still dwelling in the old sinful you in darkness,
如果你还没有耶稣基督的, 这个保护, 还在魔鬼的掌握下面,
if you're still suffering under the dominion of darkness, under the sway of sin,
你为什么要单言呢?
Now why do you wait?
我们要起来, 我们要受洗, 洗去我们的罪。
Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins.
其实很多人有很多原因啊, 他单言了。
There are many people who may have reasons for delaying water baptism.
有人说我不敢受洗啊，因为怕水太冷了啦。
Some people may be afraid of the coldness of the water.
真的，在耶稣教很奇妙，那个水哈，我们洗礼的水真的不是水，那有耶稣的宝血的。
In the true Jesus church, it is a miracle, but every time we have water baptism, even though the water is cold, because there is the presence of the blood of Christ.
小弟这次有机会到济南去。
It is warm. So, for example, this time I went to Jinan, China.
我听到很多美好的见证，真的，有时候我觉得，我们常常看真耶稣教会，我们有时候看到我们很多地方的真耶稣教会，真的有很多神的恩惠。
And many times my spirit is greatly encouraged when I hear so many testimonies from our churches around the world.
有一个在这个金陵神学院，南京神学院的读书的时候归真的，他们是夫妻了，后来他们都在济南一起做神的工。
There was a couple who served the Lord in Jinan, China.
他们本来是外教会的，后来在读南京神学院的时候归真了。
And originally, they belonged to another denomination, but when they went into a theological seminary, they came to be believers in True Jesus Church.
那这个太太，这个女传道啊，她就分享她怎么样归真的过程。
And so the wife, who is actually a female preacher today in True Jesus Church, she explained how she came to the church.
她说她读神学院的时候，南京神学院的时候呢，才会知道，原来教会有这么多种，因为他们原来是在三自会，以为基督教就一个了。
And before, she thought that there was only one church, but after she came to the seminary, she found out that there's thousands of denominations.
她想要知道哪一个才是合乎圣经的。
And so she wanted to find out which church is the one that's in accordance with the Bible.
无论到哪里去听，都觉得每一个教会讲的都有道理，这样她自己没有办法分辨。
Every church that she went to, she thought everyone had their own logic that was quite clear.
她发觉到身上有圣灵，那她如果圣灵充满了主耶稣，一定会帮助她分辨这样子。
But at the same time, she was so confused. She didn't know which denomination is the right one. So when she read the Bible, she read about the Holy Spirit. She said, "The Spirit of God shall be able to help me discern what is a true church."
那有人就拿那个我们一个长老写的圣灵论给她读啊。
And because she was seeking after the Holy Spirit, someone handed her the book, The Doctrine of the Holy Spirit, written by our elder of our church.
那她读了之后，她觉得说，那我也去这个教会查考一下。
And so she came to True Jesus Church to study the truth on the Holy Spirit.
来到我们的教会，第一个讶异的就是怎么这么多小朋友会说方言，圣灵这么充满。
When she came to our church, she was most surprised that there were so many young children that were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongues.
那她就自己这个面谈呢，就是问小朋友，你为什么今天这么信耶稣呢？
And so she asked a few of the children, say, "Why do you believe in Jesus?"
我有圣灵啊，神就在我里面啊，我很清楚可以感受得到啊。
And the children innocently replied, "I know Jesus exists because he lives right in my heart."
他说因为这样，他就觉得这个教会不一样，他就连续听三天的道理，听懂了。
And so she felt our church is quite different from all the other churches, so she studied the truth with us for 3 days.
就受洗了。
And then she was baptized.
第一件事情就是要赶快把福音传给他。 年纪很大的妈妈,
and then she quickly preached the gospel to her elderly mother.
刚开始她都不敢讲这些书教，只讲我们教会的教义啊。
At first, she was afraid to talk about our church name. She only talked about the truth that we preach in our church.
妈妈听懂了。
But after her mother understood the truth,
其实妈妈也开始生病了。
But the mother was in serious illness.
那是要洗礼啊，那个济南冬天呢，她说那个。 而且要选择晚上洗才没有人看见的。
So they had to baptize the mother. She accepted the truth, but they had to do it at night in secret.
而且那是冬天呢。
And it was winter.
比较冷的时候了。
It was a colder climate.
河里还有一些冰呢，还有一些碎冰啊。
And in the river at night, it was very cold. There's also some crumbling.
老人家为了得救，为了重生一样，把它。
There was crumbling pieces of ice, and because the elderly person was sick, so they wanted to baptize her as quickly as possible.
奇怪了，这个老人家在水里面说不觉得冷啊。
But when her elderly mom went into the water, she did not feel any coldness.
起来，本来已经病很久不能吃饭，可以吃饭了。
Even though she was sick for so long, she couldn't eat. But after the water baptism, she was better and she could eat.
如果你怕冷，我们可以求主耶稣怜悯我们呢。
And so if you're afraid of the cold, you can ask the Lord's mercy.
主耶稣有时候会烧开水给你洗哦。
And Lord Jesus will make the water warm just for you.
有的人说，我怕下水会生病。
Some people says, "I'm afraid to enter the water because I might get sick."
所以就单言了啦。
And so they delay.
其实真的，这个不用怕。
So there's no reason to be afraid of water baptism. And many times, not only would you not get sick going to water baptism, but your sickness will be healed. And one time in Canada, we had this true testimony.
有个年轻人呢，他这他那个痘痘长很久了，而且都不会好，什么膏都用了，中医西医通通试过了，就是不会好。
There was a teenager who had a acute case of skin disease, and no matter how he used medicine, his acne could never go away.
妈妈知道那个洗礼的水不是一般的水，是宝血。
And the mother knew that the water of the baptism is not any normal water.
那个传道起来时候，把那个穿的那个白袍就放在旁边，那个他就跟儿子讲，儿子啊，赶快把那个白袍拿过来擦擦脸，就会好了。那是主耶稣的宝血。And
it is the mother knows that there is blood in the waters, the blood of Jesus. So when the preacher came out of the water and left his garment on the side, the mother innocently said to her son, take that garment and rub it on your face because it has the blood of Jesus.
真的很奇妙，她的信心是这样，所以就叫她的信心给她成全了。And
with her simple faith, this way God listened to her and his sickness was healed.
不会生病，常常在这个时候有一些医病的情形发生了。And
not only would you not get sick from the baptism, but many miraculous testimonies happen.
有人怕家人反对，单言了。
Some people are afraid of opposition from family, so they delay.
其实哦，人生哦，有三件事情哦，真的，人家没有办法帮我们的。
But actually, as humans, there's three things that no one can ever help you with.
有一个孩子啊，离家出外面读书，妈妈跟他讲一段话。
And there was a young man that was going to leave home, and the mother spoke to him some words.
孩子，妈妈很爱你呀。
And he said, "Child, I love you very much."
但有三件事情没有办法帮你做。
There's three things I can never do for you.
第一，我没有办法帮你得到健康的身体。
Number one, I can never help you earn a healthy body.
所以你出去要吃好睡好，要注意健康。So
you, when you go out, you must take care of your own health.
第二，妈妈没有办法帮你读书啊。
And secondly, mother can never study on your behalf.
知识是很自私的啦。
And knowledge is a selfish thing.
第三，妈妈没有办法帮你拜神。
And number three, a mother cannot help you to worship the eternal God.
这个信仰是很个人的啦。
And so the faith is something personal to you.
你想看，如果我们真的知道这个道理，可是我们家人还不认识。
And even though you know this truth, and your family members don't know.
我们更要把握这个道理，把它。 把它做了行出来，将来我们才更有力量来救我们的家人呢。
Then we must first receive the water baptism, this precious truth, so that we can have the power to be able to preach to them.
更何况人间哦，要发生什么事情，我们真的不知道呢。
There are many things in life that we never know about our time.
我们来看传道书9章12节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
传道书9章12节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
传道书9章12节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
原来人也不知道自己的电旗已被恶网网住，鸟被网罗捉住，祸患突然临到的时候，是人陷在其中也是如此。
For man also does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them.
真的，死什么时候临到我们，我们真的不知道呢。
Truly, we do not know when death shall come upon us.
就好像鱼呀，突然被捉住了，鸟突然被抓住了。
Like a bird that is caught in snare, like a fish that's caught in a cruel net.
主耶稣讲一个故事说，今天要你的灵魂，你所有的要归谁呢？
And Lord Jesus said a parable that tonight, your soul be taken away. Now, who will have your riches?
如果主耶稣今天晚上要我们灵魂，
Now, tonight, Lord Jesus wanted to take away your soul.
我们有把握天使会来接我们吗？
Do you have this promise that the angels will come to receive you?
还是魔鬼在旁边等在我们呢？
Will there be Satan waiting for you?
当我们重生的时候，
But when you're born again,
真的，我们可以啊，天使啊。 像接拿撒路一样，把我们接到亚伯兰的怀抱里面去了。
We can have confidence that the angels are waiting for us to take us to the bosom of Abraham.
希望我们朋友好好的，我们一起来思想这个问题，再想一想这个问题。
So I urge all of our friends to seriously consider water baptism.
为什么单言呢？
Why do we wait any longer?
起来受洗。
Arise, be cleansed, wash your sins away.
唱诗41首。
Sing hymn 41.
我们月底啊，有布道会，有洗礼。
At the end of this month, we will have our evangelical service and water baptism.
感谢主，我们很多朋友跟我们一起听到了一段时间。
Thank God, we have many friends who have been with us for a long time.
愿主耶稣感动我们，知道重生的喜是何等的宝贵。
May the Lord truly let us understand the preciousness of water baptism.
有时候当你不知道该不该单言的时候，
sometimes when you don't know if you, whether you should wait,
现在该起来还不是，
whether this is time to arise and be baptized.
你那个单言的理由到底在神面前可不可以成立呢？
Whether or not your excuse will stand in front of Christ.
好，你可以问主耶稣啊。
You can try and ask the Lord Jesus himself.
小弟认识一个姐妹。
There is a sister.
她不晓得那一次该不该洗礼。
She didn't know if she should be baptized in that spiritual convocation.
她就祷告问主耶稣啊。
So when she prayed, she asked the Lord Jesus.
很奇妙啊，她就让听到旁边那个人祷告本来讲灵言呢，就变成她听得懂的话，很奇妙。
A person who was praying next to her, suddenly God opened her ears so she could understand the spiritual tongue.
她那个听得懂的话就是鼓励她要去洗礼了。
And that spiritual tongue, as interpreted in her ears, was to tell her to go to be baptized.
我们教会真的有神哦。
In our church, there truly is the
abundance of God. 当你不知道怎么做的时候，你就祷告神。
When you don't know, you should ask the Lord himself.
神会告诉你。
And God will make it clear.
我们现在一起来啊，应该大概都是啊，现在愿意接受按手的可以到前面来。
So those who would like to receive laying hands, please come forward.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
We'll pray together.
为灵恩布道会祷告，为我们的朋友们来祷告。
For our friends and for a spiritual convocation.